There are misconceptions about the first Thanksgiving, traceable to our misguided educational system, which every year becomes more allergic to any notion that doesn't make America look bad. Send your kid off to school, and it's guaranteed he'll come home full of baloney about pilgrims exploiting poor, ignorant natives. The thanks in the word Thanksgiving being directed at the natives who kept them from starving, and pilgrims being an intolerant group of religious bigots. In fact, the Plymouth Colony's Puritans were the most tolerant of Christians. After all, the whole purpose of the settlement was religious freedom. Their thankfulness at that first autumn feast was directed at God, and they were friends, allies, and co-citizens with Native Americans for many years. They had a 50-year treaty of cooperation that lasted until the death of the Native American chief who signed it, whereupon the chief's son violated the treaty by attacking the settlers. Liberals don't comprehend stories that have natives violating treaties and attacking settlers. Those stories don't fit their paradigm, so they ignore them. One lesson of the Pilgrim settlement should be taught in every classroom, something they learned by painful experience and should never be forgotten. 227 years before Karl Marx and Frederick Engels published the Communist Manifesto, the Pilgrims disembarked from the Mayflower in the New World and established a colony based on communism. And it did not work. They arrived in 1620 and spent 2 years trying to work within a system designed back in Europe by the settlement's financial backers, a system that held all property and wealth created to be owned communally. We all know what happens in a system like that. We've seen the results in the Soviet Union, North Korea, Cuba, and other nations that failed to prosper. When nobody owns anything, nobody has any interest in working. Why work hard planting crops when you're an equal owner in crops somebody else is growing? Why build a nice cabin when other people have as much right to live in it as you do? Why chop firewood for winter when you can get warm with firewood other people chopped? William Bradford was the governor of Plymouth Colony for over 30 years and kept a journal that was published 200 years after his death. Of Plymouth Plantation is the title. In his journal, Bradford talked about the problems associated with living in a communal society. Quote, "The experience that was had in this common course and condition, tried sundry years, and that amongst godly and sober men, the vanity of that conceit of Plato and other ancients, applauded by some of later times, that ye taking away of property and bringing community into a commonwealth would make them happy and flourishing, as if they were wiser than God, this community was found to be much confusion and discontent. As for men's wives to be commanded to do service for other men, they deemed it a kind of slavery." Unquote. Notice the comparison of communism to slavery made by the women who apparently were expected to wash and cook for men other than their husbands. One can imagine a 20th century Soviet woman nodding her head in complete understanding. Ayn Rand, for instance. In 1623, Bradford abandoned the settlement agreement written by London financiers and assigned each family its own plot of land. From that point forward, the Plymouth Colony thrived as men took to their plows and axes and started working for themselves instead of the commune. They thrived that year in spite of a 2-month drought. Quote, "They set a solemn day of humiliation to seek ye Lord by humble and fervent prayer in this great distress, and he was pleased to give them a gracious and speedy answer, both to their own and the Indians' admiration. For all ye morning and greatest part of the day it was clear weather and very hot, and not a cloud or any sign of rain to be seen, yet toward evening it began to overcast, and shortly after to rain with such sweet and gentle showers as gave them cause of rejoicing and blessing God. It came without either wind or thunder or any violence, and by degrees in abundance, as that ye earth was thoroughly wet and soaked therewith, which did so apparently revive and quicken ye decayed corn and other fruits, as was wonderful to see, and made ye Indians astonished to behold." Unquote. In the face of drought they prayed, humble and fervent prayer, and God answered their prayers immediately with a great rainfall that, quote, "astonished ye Indians," unquote. By the fall of that year, thanks to God's intervention and their abandonment of communism, they had finally reached a comfortable state of self-sufficiency. Both lessons were profound and long-lasting. Both lessons became fundamental precepts of America, that all blessings come from God and that men should enjoy the fruits of their own labor. The first Thanksgiving is usually dated to 1621, when the settlement celebrated its first harvest, but the first official Thanksgiving was planned by Governor Bradford in 1623, after the colony began its long, painful divorce from communism and started flourishing as a community of free individuals. That's today's dose of common sense.